Record on this computer. Okay.
It's recording.
So, first of all, I want to say that this interview will be recorded and uploaded to the ASU COVID-19 Archive Project, which is public. Do you understand and grant permission that this interview can be recorded and made public at the ASU website?
Yes.
Thank you. So, first of all, I would like you to introduce a bit about yourself, like your name, your major, and which university you are attending, and which you are to.
Your last question?
Which religion are you?
My name is Lina. I go by Lina. Major is informatics. So I'm studying in City Department of State University. And my religion is Christian.
Thank you. So for the second question, it would be, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
Well, it does affect my faith, but it actually strengthens it. It makes me depend on God more. I believe that as humans, we're helpless about this virus thing. And I believe that God is the only one who can really protect us from it. But of course, if anything happened, then I just want to believe that there must be a good plan, and like everything will end up beautiful in time. Like, I believe that there is a reason for everything that happens.
Thank you so much. For the third question, it would be, is your religious community still gathering currently? How has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Yes, my religious community is still gathering, but online. So, for instance, for Sunday services or morning prayers, now they have it like live streamed through YouTube, or sometimes it's also through Facebook. So basically, me and my family would just gather and watch the live stream together.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear that the activities are continuing. And for the last question, is your religious community supplying or engaged any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are those efforts?
Yeah, currently my church is accepting donations for the victims of the virus and for poor people who cannot get the daily necessities or masks because of the virus. So basically, they let the congregations to donate whatever they can donate, and my family, we're trying to help with the donations too, but we're not really involved in the distribution. So basically, some of the church leaders are the ones who help in distributing the donations that they get from us.
Thank you so much. That would be all the questions that I want to ask you in today's recording. I will stop the recording now.